B-Pod Studios.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
Clouds. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And one more phone call here about who's been a dick or this or that. When you've met someone from the station. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you? I remember I was at my buddy and I were at the 10th anniversary special, and we got the tickets to go into the little bar area before the regular thing. And this is what I remember the most. Scan in the room, seeing Zolak. Zolak goes up to the bar, gets a drink. We approach. Hey, can we get... He went into this tirade. We got it on video, too. It's the funniest thing. We're like, hey, can we get a picture with you? Get a little video with you? He's like, that's one more, ain't no joke. I don't know what you guys are doing. I'm going to have a good time, good time. More pictures, more pictures. We're like, wow, this guy's crazy. He's out of his mind, which you would expect from Zolak. Show starts. I go to the bathroom. When I go in the bathroom, he's in the bathroom as well. I walk in. He goes, hey, I just remember you. 911 still ain't no joke. Don't forget about that. And I was like, wow, this guy's on it all of the time. Beetle, he went into a diatribe about UMass football, talking about stats like you wouldn't believe. We couldn't get away from the bar, actually. And then I remember at one point, Wallach, who was very nice, talking with him. He got beckoned to go take pictures with I don't know where, but he left, and you would have thought that he was the president of the United States. He left so quickly. He thought the missiles firing or something like that. But everybody was great. You guys had a really good time. Zolak is no joke, though. He is exactly what you think he is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, he is not putting on airs.
Somebody said I was being a total dick to them, which he said that he goes, Rich, I saw you, Rich, when I was working security at Whole Foods 2 years ago. And said your name, and you looked at me and gave me a half-assed look, blank-eating grin, like, how dare you bother me at checkout for half a second? Then you passed by and didn't say nothing. It's because I was stealing some grapes.
Probably sounds like you didn't see him.
That's probably the case. And then somebody said, I met Rich at the Lucic Rock and Jock softball game back in 2012, and he was really nice, gave me an autograph, and gave me advice for getting into radio. Meanwhile, Fred stayed in the dugout drinking beer.
Okay.
you didn't go up to him.
Wait, what? I met Rich at the Lucic Rock and Jock
softball
game. And
I talked to him and spent some time with him, and he said Fred wouldn't leave the dugout because he was drinking beer. Did you say hello to him?
Fred stayed in the dugout drinking a beer. I don't understand what I did wrong.
Somebody just tweeted us and said, hey, Dale Arnold, later today, if you have time in your busy schedule, I highly suggest you listen to the 8 o'clock hour of Toucher and Rich. I did not enjoy those calls. Neither did John.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
All right. So we were out at Celtics Media Day, John and I, and one of the big stories as to whether or not Gordon Hayward is going to become the guy that I know the Celtics wanted him to be before his injury. If you remember, Paul George took 2 years to come back and be that guy.
Did you see this? I saw Fred last year after you all signed your new contracts. I was too nervous to come up and say hi, but I thought it was very interesting that he was wearing sweatpants at Capitol Grill.
You rock the sweatpants, the Capitol Grill, nice. Dude.
Listen, t-shirts, jeans, and no ID. All right, here is Gordon Hayward.
98.5 of Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich, and we are here with a guy who is saying all the right things, because if you're a Celtics fan and you read the last blog that Gordon Hayward wrote, you're thinking to yourself, you want to paint yourself green and run down Causeway Street, because the fact that you apparently, Gordon, stayed, and all your teammates are saying that you worked harder than almost anybody this season at the Arbok Center and continue to work on your game. Are they?
That's nice of them.
They were saying, when they were showing up, you had just already put in your workout and were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm setting you up to brag about yourself. So, I mean, this was quite the off season where you put in the work, right?
Yeah. Staying here in Boston, I wanted to make sure that I was kind of building on some of the momentum I had at the end of last year. And I really appreciate the coaching staff for working with me all off season. Scott Morrison had to make him get up early in the morning. I like to get my workouts done early so I can then go home and spend some time with the family, but certainly was a good off season.
Now, okay, so this is obviously a conscious decision that probably comes from a physical like a feeling that you have. Was there at the end of the season, did you say to yourself, I'm now finally at the point where I can go full tilt, and now let's see if we can get back to, let's see if we can go next level in the offseason with just the conditioning?
Yeah. Like I said, I really did feel good at the end of last season, wanted to build on some momentum. I felt like I was starting to play better and better, and the fact that everybody in, you know, the organization kind of knew where I was at exactly, and the coaching staff, you know, kind of wanted to continue to work with them and build for the next year. It was important for me to stay, and felt like it was the only choice to make.
Are you back to where you were 2 years ago? Do you feel the same?
Yeah, physically, I feel great. I feel better than I can remember, and you know, I think it's. I've probably been asked that question more than any since getting injured. Is are you back? And
he asked back questions. So that's
yeah,
why.
No, it's
John did not come prepared.
This is just a warm up. I'll get into the video game stuff in a second. I promise.
That's the second most question.
Oh,
been
right,
asked.
Right. I think physically I feel great, and mentally the summer was really good for me, because I think the way you get confidence is through repetitions and through training, and I was able to have a full summer of training the way I'm used to training and not rehabbing, and so that was good.
Is it good to have Ennis here? You know, your old teammate?
It is good to have Ennis here. You guys are going to love Ennis. You should get him on the radio all the time.
I mean this guy.
I'm working on it.
If only he, like, did stuff in his spare time. You know, he just seems to sit at home, not do anything.
Right. I feel like I see him from one show to the next, or WWE, whatever it is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He's full energy, but he's going to be a huge piece for us. And it is amazing how the NBA has come full circle sometimes, and probably pulled some old pictures of me and Ennis when we were in Utah, and we'd look like babies.
Well, do you ever look at pictures of you, like when you first entered the league, and you go, oh my gosh, who is this guy?
Yes.
Look at that hair. Look at that hair. My God, what was I thinking?
My wife always points that out to everybody. She's like, I saved you.
who put you through the rock and roll car wash? Like, who's the person who went to you and said, all right, man, we got to do something about the hair. We got to do all, you know.
As much as I don't want to say it, it's definitely my wife. She's the one that kind of help me improve in that regard.
Well, that's good. And so she was the one who said, this is gel.
Right.
You might want to use this.
Right.
You
know? This is, right. There's a lot of other things there, but I'll leave it at that.
How much time have you spent with Kemba? And have you guys talked when he first got signed? Did you reach out to each other, and how did that work?
Yeah, so when he first got signed, obviously I reached out to him, and he was came to the facility for the interviews and stuff, and was doing some workouts. I didn't get a chance to work out with him that much. I mean, he was with the USA team, so
yeah.
All four of those guys, we didn't get a chance to work out or hang out that much, but it's probably like the past month we've had a huge group of guys that have been in the facility, and we've all been working out and doing group workouts, and as much as Coach Stevens will allow us to do, is, you know, it's like three guys on the court or whatever at one time. But you know, it's been good to have all the young guys in, and we've already built some chemistry. And then I think those other guys have built chemistry over at the World Cup. So
did you get to face any of these guys? Like Taco. I mean, have you been able to do any time like one-on-one with him or on the court?
Yeah. So Taco, I mean, there's been multiple times we've been playing 3-on-3, and we've been doing like, we did like FIBA rules, which I don't know if you guys are familiar, but in FIBA, there's almost like no checkups. You kind of like, if somebody scores, you just get the ball out and then you just clear it past the three-point line and keep playing. And
uh-huh.
Same thing with the rebound. And there's been times where he catches it right under the rim and they're supposed to clear it, and he just puts it up like this with one hand. And we're all just like looking like, okay, well, I don't know. Like, just go clear it, because we're not going to steal it from you. Like, I mean, seriously, it's like he's playing with little – it's like what I do with my little girl, you know? Like, and she's, like, looking at it, like, put it down a little bit further so I can reach it.
You've got to be thinking, you're thinking, if this guy makes the team, like, how much fun it's going to be playing along with this
team,
right?
Have you ever played with anyone even remotely close to that tall?
Well, Rudy in Utah, Rudy Gobert, is remotely he's in the same vicinity. Taco's on another level. But this guy, I mean – when he's down there by the rim, he certainly is going to impact players defensively, and then offensively, if he continues to improve his hands, I mean, you literally cannot do anything. You can hardly even foul him, because his hands are up there by the rim, and if you hit him down low, he's still just going to put it in, and it's an-and-one, you know? So
it's so funny watching that summer league stuff and watching Edwards just throw it up to him, and it was just like, I got it. And like, I mean, what a perfect guy for like an inbounds pass, like with like a second left.
Tipping, yeah.
Or even
defending an inbounds pass.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. How are you going to throw it over him if he's in front of the inbounder?
Totally.
Certainly.
All right. So you know, you have young daughters. Dude, they don't play League of Legends, right? Like, they're into like
no,
different games,
no,
right?
They...
Wait a minute. I thought video game stuff was boring.
These are good questions.
Oh, I see.
the names of the
games. All right, get ready for the good questions.
Yeah. Right, he would have asked Atari questions.
Sure.
All right. They're actually just, they're obsessed with the iPad now.
Okay.
Which seems like all young kids are obsessed with the iPad. So we have to, like, set rules. And I remember my mom used to take away the video games from me, and I remember telling myself I'll never do that to my kids. But it's gotten to the point where I have to do that.
Do your kids get iPad rage? Because mine do, too. Like, if they're on it, you take it, they lose
their mind.
Yep.
And so you dock them. Mine can't have it until Friday afternoon through Sunday, and then the rest of the week without.
How do you deal with the iPad rage?
Well, we just take it away, and then you kind of just let them rage for a little bit, and then she'll calm down eventually. But we tell her that the iPad man is going to take the iPad, and he has to fix it. It's broken. And that's working right now. I don't know how long that's going to work, but for right now it's working.
Okay. And next time they doubt you, just go to the other room and crack it over like the bed and just go, you see, I told you it was broken.
Right. That's right. I might just have to break a couple iPads.
That's right. All right. Well, listen, we are looking forward to seeing. I mean, this is, as I said, it seems like you've definitely been saying all the right things and doing all the right things to get back. And obviously, this is a team that's going to be very easy to root for. The moves that they made, and between Ennis too. I mean, it's going to be, and Taco and you guys. It should be a great season. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully, this is a team that's going to surprise some people.
Yeah, I think we will surprise some people. It's last year and the year before that, there were all these expectations, and this year there's not. And so sometimes it's nice not to have those expectations. You know, you just fly under the radar and surprise some people.
All right. Well, Gordon Hayward, good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Hardy.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gigi, mama, ja-ja, 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 ba-boo. Gigi, ja-ja-ja, gung-gu. Ba-ba, ja-ja, gigi. Ba 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 ja 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 mama 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 ja 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 zing 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 ba 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 za 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 ba bi ba bi ba bi ja 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 zing 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 gong 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 zing zing gong 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 ga 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 ba 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 zing 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 zing.
That sounds like a Bill Cosby bit from like 1982.
Zing, 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 and the boom, boom, boom with the thing.
She's got my vote.
Yes. I like there was Mama Dada in there.
Mama Dada, like, Dada.
There was something going on.
Yeah. So, one thing that, if you've grown up in New England and you've been here most of your life, there is a phenomenon that you probably more than likely have an experience going to a church where people speak in tongues. That is right, Deion Sanders. Now, have you ever, in Detroit, Fred, when you were growing up, was that a thing, churches where people spoke in tongues?
Take a wild guess, right?
Probably not. I'm guessing it's exclusively a thing in the South.
Yeah, there was, no, there wasn't a whole lot of, at the old Methodist church, there wasn't a whole lot of speaking. And the Baptist churches were primarily African-American, and no, there was a lot of singing, not speaking in tongues.
You see, I was Catholic, and I was born up north, so we moved down south, but the area we lived in, there were churches that did this. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my wife just last night about this because of what we're going to play in a second. She went to a church where people would speak in tongues. Now, if you don't know what that means, is that there's a part of some services, and I don't even know what religions it is.
It's got to be like Baptist.
Yeah, I think
Mary, Southern Baptist.
Mary's family or her mother converted, and I think when she was younger, she was probably a Southern Baptist. And so what would happen is there'd be a part of the service where the pastor would all of a sudden feel God's presence so much that he would start speaking in a foreign language, and all of a sudden everybody else would start standing up and start doing the same thing and start saying and just speaking these crazy languages. And I remember Mary telling me that there were all these adults around her, and she said it was fairly unsettling, saying to her, are you feeling the spirit? Are you feeling the spirit? Where's this? Why aren't you speaking in tongues? And so Mary, because she was so scared when she was a kid, would just start going, blah, 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 just so people would leave her alone.
You mean to tell me that the spirit was not telling her to babble incoherently?
Possibly, yeah.
Now, are you sure this is the woman you wanted to marry? Someone that was ungodly enough that the Lord above wasn't telling them to run around sputtering.
There's
crap.
A story for a whole different. I mean, there's something that Mary was telling me last night that we're gonna have to spend almost an entire show on. But I mean, she when we're talking about that, she goes, "Oh yeah," and I forgot about the time that my mother brought me to an exorcist.
What is her mother got like all normal now?
I mean, yeah. Like she's normal now.
No, I know.
But I mean, I also think it's the people that you surround yourself with. You know sure. what I mean? I mean, everyone kind of, you know, it's the same thing with Mary. It's like, why are you not speaking? And you do it to freak out so people leave you alone. But there's a pastor, and I saw this video. Somebody said my dad's the minister of a church in Massachusetts where people speak in tongues and fall on the ground. Wow. Okay. I just thought that was almost strictly a Southern Baptist thing.
I think.
And that was, by the way, all over the place. And these churches, many of them are like in shopping centers, in like closed down Family Dollars. You know, that it's not like in a regular church. They're always in weird places.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I believe there was even one that was near us that did the snake wrangling where you would hold a snake.
Oh, yeah, and then do you hear what happens to those guys?
They
strangely
get bit.
They get bit in like loose fingers.
Oh yeah.
Venom seeps into their bloodstream.
Like if I'm like the crazy religious guy, I'm leaning more towards speaking in tongues than I am snake handling.
That's right.
Sure. Or there's like washing feet too. Like, but there is like washing feet, right? That's something that
that's not very prevalent down. The washing feet.
Okay,
thing,
well, I just know they do it. Handling a snake is, I mean, you might as well go to Gatorland and put your head in a gator's mouth.
I'm sure there's a church that has that.
And you know what? If God wants to smite me for not believing in speaking in tongues, I don't want to be anywhere in the afterlife where you are. So leave me alone.
So there's this video that I found yesterday, and it's this guy, it's a preacher, and he's sitting down. Now, this is one of those churches where, you know, it probably goes on for 3 hours. Some of these services are super long. So, I mean, my dude's not going to stand up. He's going to sit down. And if you can see a picture of him, Fred, he kind of looks like what Garner Minshew unironically would look like when he's about 50.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got a little stash.
And... Yep. So he's got a microphone in his hand, and he starts talking. Now, I'm going to play this clip, and let me just tell you, at one point during him speaking... He gets a message on his cell phone and starts checking his cell phone while he's speaking.
Okay.
See if you can guess at what moment that happens.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, Lord. 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 Karamosharadanda rabasha karabamanda diyasa. Uratataratatalamohoshakaya. Yes, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way.
That's him checking his cell phone.
Yes, so he's got a message, and like he can't look at his phone and think of fake words at the same time.
It's like, your prescription's ready at CVS. For text refill. Okay, refill. They're open until 5.
You know, imagine not having the brain power to make up fake words and read something at the same time. Let me just say nonsense. Nope, too tough.
Well, did you hear about the guy that
Let's
was...
let this roll, okay, man. Right, let it roll.
All right. All right, so he's talking in tongues.
Diyasa. Uratataratatala moho shakaya. Yes, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way.
Well, someone's got to make the song. Make them say it. Mana, 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 na, na. Make them say mana, na, 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 na. Make them say
oi.
Oi.
Make him say oi.
That's my mother-in-law's husband.
Oi, when he's chugging up. When he's chugging up.
This is my mother-in-law's husband when he gets out of bed in the morning is when his knees hurt.
Oi.
Surprised Al Yankovic
hasn't done that song.
Stephanie says to her mom, "I'm marrying a goyim."
Oh.
This is a guy who had fondue the night before.
I think I may have it.
Make him say,
Give me to the chorus.
It's actually a good song. The video was very electric. Well,
the album cover looks like they spent a lot of money on it.
Well, that was the whole thing. He's worth like $1 trillion.
hallelujah. Oh.
This is guy like who's finishing with a prostitute and realizing that he did something really bad.
Right, right, I'm about to text these photos to your wife. It's like him in handcuffs.
And
he's all set.
Did anyone, like, no one said anything about him talking on the phone?
Of course not. With him scrolling through and, like, sending a text? Well, of course not. I don't know. Maybe the guy, maybe he's just in love.
Is it Gene? I don't know. Bird put it up. What's your name? Gene? Gene?
Gene.
Hey, Gene.
Right, Gene, hello.
Hi. I just want to let Rich know that this was not exclusively to the South. I grew up in Suffolk County, New York, and this is my entire childhood.
Suffolk County? That's where my mom grew up.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. What town?
Yeah. Coram.
Okay. Wow, and they had speaking in tongues?
My mom went off the rails when I was a kid and got us involved with the Assemblies of God Church, which is where this started. And yes, running around the church, speaking in tongues, all of it.
Wow.
This was my childhood from 10 to when I escaped my home when I was 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch out for a van to come and get you. Deprogram you.
Oh, man. I will not do this, person on Twitter. I will not do this. Once again, Mike Lockhart doing his magic. Antonio Brown.
We've gotten more mileage out of two farts.
Oh, man.
Anyone of all time.
Any excuse to bring him back out.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, 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 stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We just had a guy speaking in tongues, and we were making fun of how he picked up his cell phone. We made fun of a lot of stuff. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. I was hoping that if you give me a minute that I could kind of redirect you, make you understand what speaking in tongues is.
Okay.
No, I don't
want to. Just talking about?
That was 5 minutes down a bad path that all of us would have fallen asleep to.
Now I'm kind of fascinated by people who have done that.
And, well, here's the thing about speaking in tongues is you getting brainwashed that you're speaking in tongues or playing along. It's not really happening.
Well, I told you with Mary, it was like she did it because she everyone was like, why aren't you doing it? And she goes, yeah, yabba dabba doos, gabba dabba blah, blah, you know.
Yes, it's the power of suggestion. You either get in line or you convince yourself that something's going on because you want it so badly.
Okay, I need your help, John.
I need your help. Give me an enema.
I can't move it yet?
No, but Mike gave me good advice. He said to get my foam roller and use it on my stomach.
Okay.
Yeah, like do you have one of those those inflatable balls that you can just like roll
Yeah, but
on?
The foam roller is going to be painful, but I can hopefully that shifts the duty down.
Do you feel the gurgling in the intestines?
No,
this is just rock solid. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
This one's going to be a situation. This is going to be one that I have not experienced. This is 4 days of food.
Ah. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Not good.
It's going to
if you don't drink, you like lose all this weight and because you're consuming so many less calories. And I weigh like 5 pounds more than when I started this adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first few days I was fine. And then all of a sudden my body went, this ain't happening.
You are going to be as far away from a toilet.
Yeah,
you can be.
That's how it always works.
But
out.
It's not.
And you're going to go from zero to holy.
You're going
to
be.
It's not going to be like that.
I know when it's going to happen. Tomorrow, you told me you have to be at a baseball field from 9 to 4. You're going to have that situation. Your body's going to say it's time, and you're going to look across the field at that lone porta potty and say, "Nope."
No, just look across to my car and get out of Dodge.
That's not a one timer either.
No. But this is going to be. It's not going to be urgent. It's going to be like, it's time.
Subtle.
And then I'll have to be like certain it's time because it's going to be
your water's going to break.
It'll be like Kevin Costner in the cornfield.
Oh, there's going to be no water. There's going to be no water. By the way, I've been chugging water. It like won't.
Oh, boy.
Nothing helps. Metamucil doesn't help, but it only has 3 grams of fiber.
Yep.
And I thought it had like 100 grams of fiber. I need like 1 million grams of fiber.
Okay. Colon blow.
I wish they had it. Maybe I'll sit on a vacuum in reverse.
Might make it work. All right, I need your help figuring out something.
Okay.
So I saw this video. I mean, we might have been sent it 30 times, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. So, you know, if you've been paying half any kind of attention to either the president's Twitter or anything else, you know who Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. She is a very young Democratic New York representative.
Extremely left.
Yes. And she was speaking yesterday at a town hall talking about climate change and the measures to combat it. And there was a person who stood up and demanded that she be heard. Listen to this clip here, because I need you to help me figure out, is this person doing this to be funny, like as a plant, or is this person truly messed up?
Okay.
Okay? Let's say you have it here. It's called AOC and Today's Date. Because I started off one way, and by the end of it, I switched to another.
So this is at a climate summit.
It's just a town hall. So
because
anyone can show up.
Okay. No. All right. Here we go.
So the last two questions, may you raise your hands, please?
But we're not going to be here for much long because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies.
I'm thinking she's dead serious. and she's completely insane.
She has a shirt that says, save the planet, eat the children.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's someone who needs to be... Did they 5150 her?
AOC's just standing there with her eyes wide open. She doesn't know how to deal with this.
Well, no.
And there's also this look around to everyone like, is anyone going to stop her? But if we stop her, does it make it look like we're not listening to someone who truly believes what they're saying?
You stop her and you go, hey, moron, first of all, if the Earth is going to end in 2 months, what do you give a crap? I almost swore. What do you give a crap about the election? I mean, like, look it, we're going to smoke them if you got them.
No, it's a climate change thing.
No, I know, but she said the Earth is going to end in 2 months.
And you need to eat the babies.
Yes, but what my main point is, let's all start doing heroin. There's only 2 months left. If I knew there was only two
That's
months left...
That's we could make.
Oh, if I knew there was only 2 months left, I'm doing so much heroin. Oh, absolutely.
See, most people say I would spend time with my children.
Oh, they'd be around.
Tell them how much.
But so you'd both done at the same time.
Right.
I understand.
Right. Sure. But I like
you have that final game of catch while you're while you're tying your arm up.
Well, listen, I would never in a million years. I don't even like opiates, but after all I've read about heroin, if I know like the world's coming to an end, give me a spike and some brown stuff, baby. Give me a spoon. Let's ride.
We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're a pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please.
Or is she being so weird? She's trying to make a point.
Okay, I'm starting to read something here. Let this finish, because okay. I want you to hear all of it, because I did not know about this, but our listeners are sending me something. Okay. It's kind of interesting.
You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but... It's not enough, you know. Even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
No, we'll go ahead. It's so no. Yeah, no. Thank you.
Okay.
So I
as
think
she's going away. Basically, she doesn't know what to say. AOC. And so after that happened, Donald Trump Jr. retweeted that video and said, seems like a normal AOC supporter to me. And then Donald Trump retweeted it and put AOC as a whack job.
Okay, so okay. They planted the person.
So now I'm getting sent a bunch of stories that are saying LaRoche PAC, which is a far-right group that supports Donald Trump, has taken credit for trolling AOC during a town hall meeting yesterday. They said an operative with LaRoche made headlines overnight standing up. So this is somebody he worked for. So the viral video for the incident shows the woman, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He says, it was us. They said in response. And there you go. So it was a plant from a far-right Trump-supporting group, I guess, is what these reports are saying.
She's going to be president. So they're trying to get people to deny climate change through hiring actresses that crazy.
That's
a can't-miss plan. That's like the plot of Screwballs.
So you plan someone crazy to make someone else look bad?
Like, yeah, like to make the jocks look bad so like you can like bang the cheerleaders. I mean, that's really like a plot of like an 80s screwball sex comedy.
That sounds like, you ever see the second Porky's Revenge?
No, I never saw the follow-up. There's someone unanswered
questions.
I
actually saw that movie. It's a similar ending. I'm telling you.
Yeah. They get this
woman to act crazy to get the evil guy at the end.
There you go.
Because I thought as I was watching it, well, this is obviously like somebody, like it's. I didn't think it was a plan. I thought it was like someone trolling. Because when you have the shirt that says "Eat the Children" on it,
right.
That was the thing that put it over the top. That what made it someone didn't seem like just someone who was like legitimately crazy. But she did such a great job by the end of it that I was like, well, maybe she is truly nuts.
Yeah.
And now everyone's saying that indeed it is not that.
Right. Well, listen, that solves the problem. Give yourselves a tip of a hat. You've really solved the whole problem. Thank God you retweeted it, stupid. God, I hate Donald Trump Jr. Oh, I hate him. And poor Gums McGee, his brother. Do you ever see
the SNL thing is great.
Yeah, I know.
We're just like eating the thing of Cheerios.
Okay, so if you go to Deadspin, I know Deadspin, but they have this golf show that it's like the golf show that Donald Trump did for the Golf Channel, where it's about how great he is making these golf courses. So anyway, he comes out on this balcony and Gums McGee, the forgotten son, is sitting there. And he's like, it's like God coming out. It's like, look at this. It's like God coming out. And he starts like going like, ah, I'm not worthy. Ah. And you're like, that's your dad, stupid. Like, you're not supposed to like him.
You're not supposed Donald Trump, to like your dad.
Come on.
I mean, worship him is one thing, but like him.
I'm joking. But the... And then Donald Trump Jr. puts up like stuff like these, like his personal best squat. And like, it's like, what is your self esteem, dumb dumb? Like, look at a coat of lion.
Is he Deuce Gruden?
Deuce Gruden.
You know, he seriously, it's like personal best.
John Gruden's son, Deuce Gruden.
Dad, love me. No, but Deuce Gruden at least is jacked.
Yeah, it's true. He's a short power lifter.
And then Donald Trump Jr. left his wife for some woman that looks like she was in Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Dad's rich. Personal best.
That's great. Oh, wow. Look at you. Look at you deadlifting, stupid. You're so strong. If I had a friend that put his personal best and showed me him squatting, he's no longer a friend. Well done, dum-dum, with your stupid vest.
What?
He wears those stupid hunting vests that drive me insane. Okay. Anyway, good. Well, now it's all settled.
Well, now we know. Now, well, at least according to
the people. Well, listen, I no longer believe in climate change. It's terrible. And believe me, AOC is way too radical for me. So you can stop the tweets now. But you have to admit it's a little juvenile to hire an actress to go into somewhere and do that. I mean, I do it, but we're just a dumb show. It plays fart noises 25% of the time.
Personal best.
All right. God, I can't stand him. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.